Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. It is a Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, indeed. Time to talk with our buddy Evan Abrams from the Action Network. Evan with us, and it's sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, how are you today?
I'm doing well, but I mean, listen, after the biggest spread in Thursday night football history, I think we should be on for a really fun weekend. So, I mean, it could be a good week six slate.
Were you on the Patriots, or were you riding with the Giants? Because Giants looked like they were in cover for the whole game.
We were all riding on the Patriots. I mean, listen, I wasn't happy with it. And you know, it maybe shouldn't have won. I mean, it was 14-14 for a long time. The Giants looked like the right side early on.
Yeah.
But no offense led to a second-half Patriots rollover.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, let's get to the Browns here. Browns are a one. It's been a weird stretch here, right? They look great against the Ravens on the road. Then last week, Monday Night Football, they were terrible against the 49ers. This week, they're back at home. They're a 1.5-point underdog to Seattle. Just learned today that the Seahawks' left tackle and right guard are both doubtful. Their backup right guard is out, so they're a little hamstrung on the offensive line. The Browns are a little hard to predict because they've been up and down. What do you make of this game right now?
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, when you have an inexperienced head coach in Kitchens, it's going to be an up and down Cleveland Browns team. So, you know, you're going to see the good, then you're going to see the bad. To me, this week, with Seattle's injuries and hopefully getting back Ward and Greedy, I think Cleveland has some value here. Listen, Russell Wilson had completion percentage under pressure, 60%, highest in the NFL. But how long can the magician keep being a magician? I mean, he's literally running around in the pocket now without an offensive line. And the thing with the line that is actually interesting is it opened Cleveland -2, now Cleveland +1.5. When you look at the tickets, guys, 71% of the tickets on Seattle, but only 55% of the money, really telling you that some smart money's on Cleveland and the line's flipping the other way. So I think there's some interesting value there.
Well, listen, these games this time of the year, right, Evan? I mean, they're so tight. The lines are tight. It's a tough time to pick. You know, I got to look at this game, this New Orleans-Jacksonville game, and everyone's like, man, it just seems too easy. Like, New Orleans is getting 1 point on the road. I mean, they're going to win the game. But that's just not that – it's not that easy. I mean, like, it seems like the Sharps like Jacksonville in this game, and you are one of those. What say you?
Yeah, listen, we're all over it. I like Jacksonville in this game, and I like – it's up to 1.5 now. Maybe that's a little bit of the Kamara news that came out a while ago where he's questionable for the game now, up to Jacksonville 1.5. But like you said, 62% of the tickets on New Orleans. Everyone has loved what they've seen over the last few weeks. They're covering spreads, Teddy's, you know, sort of getting the job done. But 70% of the money is on Jacksonville. So, I mean, that's really where I'm looking. And I'm doing it for a few reasons. Bridgewater in his career, 26-7 against the spread. Like, that number, just hearing it out loud, is unbelievable. But when you look at some of the things he's done this year, 2.86 time to throw, 29 of 37 qualified quarterbacks. And, guys, New Orleans only has 7 pass attempts of 20-plus yards. That's it this year. They're not throwing the ball downfield. And to me, that's an issue when you're getting Ramsey back. And Jacksonville is a good overall team. Minshew's made some mistakes, but he keeps them in the game. He did it with Carolina.
We're talking with Evan Abrams of the Action Network. Evan, let's go to the Loser Bowl. It's the Redskins and the Dolphins, a combined 0-9. I actually like the Dolphins. I think both these teams are hideous. I don't understand why the Redskins are a 3.5-point favorite. They've both been really terrible. I like the Dolphins to win outright. Am I crazy?
Not crazy at all. My only reservation there is, listen, Case Keenum is such a better quarterback than Haskins and McCoy. And it shows up to me in the three really most key stats, which is pressure percentage, sack percentage, and time to throw. He's really, really better than them in all three, and it gives Washington's offense a little more time. Now, with that being said, I'm actually with you. Miami follows a trend that I really, really like and has been amazingly profitable. Teams off three straight games for 14 points or less, 75%, 43-14-1 against the first half spread, okay? So I think Miami comes out hot here a little bit, stays in the game. Like you said, they're getting points, and I think it's a good spot against a team like Washington, just fired their head coach. Now, 13-11, that's the ATS spread of teams after firing their head coach. They do a good job. They usually bounce back. But I think this is a fun spot for Miami in the Loser Bowl, which should be awesome to watch.
Evan, this is not a Loser Bowl. The 49ers and Rams are playing Sunday. And the Rams, I saw a stat earlier today that the Rams are, I believe, 10-0 when Sean McVay has more than a week to prepare for a game. And I think they're 8-2 against the spread. The Niners will be without their right tackle, their fullback. And now George Kittle today pops up as questionable. So when you pop up late, I wonder if he's going to play. Who do you like in that game? And if Kittle plays or not, does that change your pick?
Well, I mean, one player, even a player like Kittle, isn't going to affect a total pick myself, to be honest with you. I mean, he's a huge part of that offense. But to me, the right spot here is the Rams. I don't love laying the 3 points. Listen, they looked great in that Seattle game. Goff showed up after throwing an egg out the week before. But San Francisco's off really the best performance possible. A primetime game where you looked amazing, and really Cleveland looked like a joke in that game. So everyone's public perception, loving San Francisco, and then they're undefeated and an underdog. I mean, you just don't see that. So I think you have to trust the line here. 59% of tickets, 57% of the money on the Rams. I think it's the right side, but it's not my favorite play.
All right, let's go to the Monday night football game here, Evan. Lions-Packers. I picked the Lions before the season as a sleeper playoff team, because we were picking like one off-the-radar team.
Sure.
They've played really well so far. They're only lost to the Chiefs in a good game. I know they're on the road, but the Packers haven't been good against the run, and I really like Kerryon Johnson coming off a bye. I think he's going to have a big game, and I think they at least cover the four. I don't know if they win, but I think it's a close game. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually am kind of with you here. 60% of tickets on Green Bay, 57% of the money. Listen, the thing with Stafford this year is he's airing it out unlike something he's ever done before. Second most 20-plus yards attempts behind Mahomes. The issue with that is his efficiency. Because of that, 31st of 37 qualified quarterbacks in completion percentage with that far downfield. To me, I love the carry-on angle. I think Green Bay's rush defense is really going to be in trouble in this one. Now, if you look at the ATS numbers, obviously, Rodgers dominant. 29-13-4 when favored by under a touchdown at home. This is really his spot. But when you look on the field and you look basically both sides, I think Detroit is the right side. But again, opened at 6, down to 4. You know, touching it now, you're not getting the best of the number. 4 is kind of key, so 4.5 would have been nice. But I do think Detroit is a fun side in that game.
Evan, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, love it. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Evan Abrams of the Action Network, and that segment sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan was with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.